The main difficulty was that there was no road into the point, nor within 6 miles of it. Some thought that we could level off a road along the shoreline. Others said that was impractical, as the water level could well rise and cover the beach, as it had apparently done in former years. Their prediction came true, so it proved fortunate no effort was wasted on the beach. Instead, it was decided to cut a road through the brush, and this they set out to do as soon as application was made for a lease. Most of the young men who became involved in this voluntary road building program were farm boys who, because of the Depression, were unable to find jobs and did not have money for furthering their education. They undertook the job of building 6 miles of road through heavy timber with only the crudest road building equipment. For 2 years, they had the free use of a 1530 McCormick Deering tractor belonging to Philip Bjorgren. This and stumping powder provided all their non-muscular power. The tractor was used both for pulling down trees and for operating their little road grader. They tell us that some of these trees were so tall that even if they tied the 100-foot-long cable 20 feet up the trunk of the tree, the top would reach the tractor operator when the tree came crashing down. Once, the tractor became stuck so badly in a beaver dam that they couldn't turn the crank. They finally built a corduroy road over the beaver dam, a road made of tree trunks laid across the top. Today, we marvel that no mishaps occurred to these inexperienced boys who did men's work with very little adult help. Often, they would sleep in tents, and Lovell Moseson recalls lying in bed at night, hearing the eggs explode as they froze. Yes, these were hardy boys, maybe sometimes even foolhardy. Once, on a cold morning, on a dare, Gus Carlson and Phil Bjorgren ran out over the 20 feet of ice that had formed along the shoreline and jumped into the ice-cold water for a morning dip.